Lord God, Heavenly Father, may your word be powerful this morning. May we learn from your word, and Lord God, may it live out in our lives. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, so our sermon this morning is from Mark chapter 2. So if you would, on your worship bulletin, we're going to be using a mixture of the gospel lesson and the Old Testament lesson. There is a raging debate in our country, even in parts of our church body, about what things mean. What do words mean? I know that can sound, you know, really weird, but yeah, it's there. So this morning, from Mark chapter 2, especially verse 28 this morning, and just allow you to understand what we're talking about, let's read this one together. Verse 23, one Sabbath, he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. All right, so what's going to happen is the Pharisees, who were all about the letter of the law, following the law as perfectly as one can, and they thought they could do it perfectly, they were looking to the disciples who were hungry, and the disciples were going to the grain fields, and they're picking out wheat. All right, and they were eating it. The problem is that the Pharisees were looking at this. They were doing this on a Saturday, which was a Sabbath. All right, and the Sabbath is very important to the Jews. So they're gathering up food and eating. And the Pharisees stop and say, wait a minute. What does this mean? And so we have to take a look at what does God say? Because I think what God says is really important, and I think we're trying to stretch what God says into what we think we want him to say. And so I thought we would take a quick view of the Old Testament right now. Is that okay? A couple thousand year history? We're okay with going through thousands of years of history in the matter of a couple minutes. We're good with that. All right. So when we look at Deuteronomy chapter 5, this is the same writer of the first five books, Moses. He writes Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, called the Torah. He's the same writer, so I think he's going to know what words he uses. So when he uses a word in this book, it means the same here, here, and here. And so that is very important for us this morning. He wrote, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your ox or your donkey or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates or the male servant or your female servant, that they may rest as well as you. All right, did you catch that? You are to rest on what day? Which is when? That's why we're here, right? Because some of us got to work, right? So originally, God starts working on a Sunday. That's the first day of creation, all right? And he rests on a Saturday. That's very important. So when we take a look at Exodus chapter 20, so who writes? Okay, Deuteronomy is written by? Exodus is written by? Okay, same guy, all right? We didn't change so that the guys don't know what's going on between them, right? Same guy is using the same words. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. This is the Ten Commandments. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall do not do any work, your son or your daughter. Does this sound familiar? Written twice, right? When you tell something to your kids twice, are they supposed to listen? Or they're supposed to say, well, I know you said to clean my room, but what does that really mean? Did you really mean to clean my room, or can I wait and clean? No, clean your room means clean your room. Do no work means do no work, correct? Correct? I just want to make sure that you guys are on top of things this morning. All right, so the same verse. Do no work on the Sabbath. Why? For in 6 days, how long? What do you mean by 6 days? That was even greatly debated at our convention, and we could not say 6 days, because some 6 days are 2 seconds shorter than the other days of the year. So therefore, we couldn't be, we argued about this as pastors for over half an hour, because we have nothing better to do, right? We have 6 days to argue over days, right? For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day. He blessed Saturday and made it holy. Making holy means simply set apart, not like the others. All right? And so very interesting enough is we have a 6 day and a 1 day. All right? Some people are saying that a day means it could be 1,000 years or 1,000,000 years. All right, that's called gap theory. Gap theory. You read the Bible and then you try to change the Bible based on what you think. All right, so that you open up the. It's very interesting. Numbers chapter 15. Who wrote this? Are you sure? Okay, same guy. All right. While the people of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. Okay, he's going to make a campfire. He's going to make a campfire. He goes out on a Saturday, which he's supposed to rest. He goes out and gets firewood, and they catch him, and guess what happens to him? He doesn't live to see Sunday. You think God is saying, well, it could mean 1,000 years or it could be 1,000,000 years. Therefore, you know, you caught him on a, but Saturday really is a 1,000-year journey, right? I think they were very specific on what does a day mean. And this guy was on a Sabbath, which means in a 24-hour period, he was out gathering sticks. They caught him, and it was so important that God said, do no rest, that this guy didn't see another day. I think God is pretty serious about you need to rest. The Sabbath, the Saturday is important. And the problem is we like to take a look at what God says and then change things and say, well, how do we rewire God's word in order to make sense just to us? And so, interesting enough, who writes the book of Genesis? Same writer. All over what he writes the same thing. Let's read this. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. Is God all-powerful? Are you sure? Because he rested. When does an all-powerful, almighty God rest? This is not playing golf. This is not going out and barbecuing or doing anything else. God says there's a reason why the Sabbath day is a Sabbath day. There's a reason why I have made it holy. I have ordered you. I have commanded you not to do any work, so much so that if you do, I command you to be put to death. It's that serious. So the question is, does a day mean 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, or a 24-hour period? Because that was all important everywhere, even in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. Because we have a small problem, because we have to ask ourselves, what does God say? What does God say? Because what God says, I think God is a little more in tune to what things mean. If the writer is writing it through a man and he gets everything correct, then we have to ask ourselves, well, what does this mean? Let's read this together. And the Pharisees were saying to him, look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath day? Remember the guy collecting sticks on the Sabbath? Put to death, right? Sabbath day, Jesus is going through the grain fields and his disciples are eating, doing work. And the Pharisees say, okay, you remember that guy with the sticks, picking up sticks? He didn't live, didn't see another day. Therefore, that needs to be happening to you and your disciples. And so we have a small problem, is that they were trying to get Jesus in a trap here. And Jesus has to say, what does the Sabbath day mean? What does the Sabbath day mean? And the problem is that the Pharisees were thinking that the entire Old Testament was all about keeping the law, and it wasn't. The entire Old Testament was about, you can't keep the law. You can't elevate yourself to be God. And the problem was, that's what the Pharisees were trying to do. And they didn't see that they were falling short, talking to God here, saying, God, you need to follow your own law. Even though we're not going to tell you you are God, you need to follow the law that you supposedly wrote. And so God is saying, okay, why in the world was that even written? Why in the world is God resting on a day? One day on a Saturday. We have to ask ourselves, why? Why? Let's go back to the very first week. Why is God setting apart Saturday? And so that's a very interesting thing, and we have to take a look at really why. Because what does God say? That's what really is important. It's not what the scientists say. It's not what the philosophers say. It's not even what your high school professor / teacher / counselor says. It's all about what does Scripture say. Scripture doesn't change. Our mood to the Scripture might change. But it's interesting is when you look at John, everything that written in the Old Testament was written for a reason, and it's in there for a reason. Let's read this together. Since it was the day of preparation, and so that the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. All right, so what are we looking at here? The crucifixion. What day was Jesus crucified? A Friday. Small problem if the Saturday is a holy day. Saturday begins in the Jewish calendar. Saturday the next day begins when the sun goes down. All right, so 6-ish. All right, the sun's down. It begins Saturday in their calendar. Jesus has to be taken off the cross before that Friday ends. So he can be in the tomb how many days? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Like just like he said. And so in order to do that, he had to be dead on Friday. All right? And Jesus was saying, it's so important for you guys to rest that even when I am dead, you need to get me off the cross and get me into that tomb. So all my words from the Old Testament, even my words that I've been trying to teach you about, I'll be in the tomb for 3 days, my prediction will be true. And that you will do no work on the Sabbath. Because the Sabbath day, if you go back to the very first beginning, the first week, God knew we were going to sin. Do you guys realize that? God knows Adam and Eve cannot live up to his standards. And so he makes it holy because he has a cross in mind. Even on the first week of creation, God sets apart one day, knowing full well that he will die on that Friday, on the same day he makes man. Man, the reason why sin is in the world, man that he would have to die for, on that Friday, he would have to die, be in the tomb on Saturday so they'll do no rest. And on Sunday, the third day, the women would come to the tomb. He knew that even on the first week of creation. God knows. And so we look at that and say, what's important? What's important is 24-hour period? Yes. Because we can see that even on the first week, God wants to tell you about salvation. That everything that was ever written was written about our salvation. was all about Jesus. When he comes to the Pharisees, and the Pharisees want to say, okay, the Sabbath day, you guys are sinning, and Jesus turns and says, wait a minute. The Sabbath day was made for you. It was made for you. I'm going to die so that I will be taken off the cross for you. Not the other way around. So he was pointing to his death, even in what he was doing with the disciples. Even when he was creating, he was pointing to his love for you. His death on the cross was always in his mind, always in his eyesight. That he knew that none of us can keep ourselves holy by observing the law. Therefore, he came. He came not to break the law, but to fulfill it himself, to be perfect. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us, Lord. Lord God, this is a debate that's raging in our minds. Lord God, it's being challenged all over the place. Help us to understand that when you said that you made the world in 7 days, Lord God, it was 7 days. And you blessed it because you wanted to bless us through the message of the cross. Lord God, help us understand that these 7 days were 7 days literally pointing to the day in which you would die a horrible death to take our place for what we cannot do for ourselves. Help us understand that that's a literal thing that you did, not figurative, that you actually died for our sins. So be with us, Lord, in everything that we do. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.